I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the Shameless Sex Podcast.
I feel like we haven't recorded in a long time.
I was gone in Mexico.
You were gone, and then we just kind of stack things, and
we
now
stack
we're
back. Them. We stack
now we have
them.
A long work day.
Yeah, we have a nice long, long
good thing
work
we
day.
Love each other.
And then we go to Vegas next week.
Yes, for work.
For work.
not for fun. Well, we try to have fun while we're there.
Or when I was in Mexico, I worked for like a quarter of the time, but I still had a lot of fun in Mexico.
I know. Well, you had to because our book, which we'll talk about later.
ETA November.
It's coming out, but we're going to have everyone pre-order soon.
Yes, stay tuned. It's exciting. Labor of Love. So this episode is with Sarah Jury. It was not Jury and it's not Jure. It's Jury. I think. And she's awesome. So this episode is about revenge porn, OnlyFans, and how to live your best life as a better human, perhaps with the profession of porn, which is what she found at age 40. She went through a whole bunch of trials and tribulations, some really challenging stuff, and now she is loving her life.
Yeah, she was
on
a
OnlyFans.
Teacher mm-hmm. trying to make ends meet, mm-hmm. pretty much what you'll learn. And revenge porn sucks, man.
Fuck revenge porn.
Yeah.
Or just revenge in general. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of like revenge. I mean, we can do like our own internal work with revenge, but in her story, and we won't give away all the details, but someone essentially tried to like ruin her life. And now she's living the best life, and she's yeah. there being like, sometimes a dominatrix.
She planted the turd and made it fertilizer and the plant grew.
But I don't think she's doing scat play.
No, she's okay. not. I'm just saying the turd that was the revenge porn. It's yeah. like, that's some shit.
No, she's awesome. So, she's a badass. I really wish we could have done this episode in person.
I'm not going that direction. Yeah. Damn it.
So we're going to scat play right now? Is this scat play time
no,
already?
Thanks.
Okay.
I
mean, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're into it. So yeah, let's dive in. Are you ready for a sex question?
I am
a 28-year-old penis owner, and I have a great marriage with my wife of 8 years, except in the bedroom. I have a deep kink for pegging, but my wife is not into it. She did say that she's willing to try it, but nothing has happened, and I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to make her do something she doesn't want to do. Is there a way I can make this kink go away? I don't know what to do. Please help.
Aww.
I know.
Make it go away.
I know.
And come on, that is really awesome that this penis owner is honoring both of, like, I'm assuming, I don't know pronouns here, but this penis owner is,
I think they're husband, wife, man, woman.
Okay. So he's kind of trying to honor her, but at the same time, he's like, But
this is my thing.
What should I do? I need this.
So naturally, a lot of people are like, I need to get rid of my thing because they said everything's fantastic except for the bedroom thing. And they didn't say if it's like all these other bedroom things. It's just that there's this, and they said a deep kink that to me, when I hear that, I'm like, this is really important for you. If it's not just, it's not just like, I have an interest in trying this. This is like a really big part of me potentially that I really want to explore, experience, or maybe even have as a regular part of my life. Your partner has said, you know, they're willing to try it, but doesn't sound like they're super into it. And then the conversation just ended and you don't want to be that person that's like, so how about pegging today? How about tomorrow?
What about now?
How about pegging? How about a harness? How about a dildo? What do
you
think?
Well, my thing is, and I know you have a lot to offer with this question, and the question inside the question, which is what we're classically known for.
5 million
questions. But it's like,
questions.
He said nothing has happened and I don't want to bring it up after she said she's willing to try it because he doesn't want to make her do something she's not into. However, perhaps if you set the scene and prepped all the devices necessary, the strap on, something that was sexy maybe or felt good to put on, which you kind of need her involvement because she's going to be wearing the actual harness. But if you at least made the effort, and if you did and still nothing happened, but you could set a whole scene and make it kind of fun and romantic and be like, look, we're going to try this, and you can pull the plug whenever you're not into it, but I bought this and try it. And if you don't like this, we can find something else. And I think I'm going to like this dildo. And so I'm curious as to if he actually set out the scene like that, or if he just brought it up, was like, I really want to try pegging. And she was like, sure. And then it was like,
yeah. Well, and then thinking of the world of harnesses. So one of our favorite brands is Spare Parts. We love a lot of harness brands, but Spare Parts has all of these amazing harnesses that are made of bathing suit spandex material. And they come in these different styles. And some are more like underwear, some are more utility looking, and some are almost like lingerie. So like the one, the Sasha harness or the Bella by Spare Parts, they have like the Sasha has the fringe on the side, and
you can you can kind of like, tie it,
yeah,
right?
Like, or like it's all, it can like shorten up a little bit, and then even has like the booty part where it like accentuates your booty, or the Bella has a little booty peephole and has some lace on it, but you're putting a dildo in it. And so I think that people can find ways to do some sort of strap-on harness play where it's not just this utilitarian, but like this experience where you're putting on this device. You know, you can make it a sexy experience that might even feel, I don't know if she wants to feel more femme, but a little more femme while she's penetrating and her partner.
It can be powerful.
Totally.
It can be a total power move. And if she doesn't want to be in the power state, you could still play like, okay.
Well, what if she wore the harness in a harness that felt really good for her feeling sexy in it with a dildo. And then he's the one then writing it. I don't know. Like, I mean, I think in pegging, a lot of it is like, you kind of want to get fucked because you're getting pegged. And it's so pegging, if you all don't know, that's generally speaking, a penis owning individual being penetrated anally by a vulva owning person. But I don't know if pegging has to always happen in this way where the person with the asshole that's being penetrated is the receiver and they're not doing the doing. And so maybe it could be swapped where they're writing on top of the vulva owning person wearing the strap on and they're doing more of the work. So that's one option. Another thing, which I think we talked about in the last episode or the episode before that in the intro, is, you know, hiring someone outside to satisfy these needs. And you can do that in the more gentle way where it's a cam worker. So there's someone who is on camera that you're paying, and they're telling you to take a dildo and put it in your ass and pretend and or imagine that they're fucking you in your ass, and you're just on camera. And you can do that in a way that's consensual and ethical where your partner knows as long as they're okay with it. You can hire sex workers. You can watch porn that shows this and just, you know, maybe tap into that as an experience with your partner. There's other ways to play with it.
I'm also, so obviously pegging is its own thing, right? This is originally Dan Savage coined this term in 2001. But the whole element of pegging, the description of it has been around since the 1700s.
I think a lot of penis owners have wanted to be penetrated in their asses, either by themselves or by another person or vulva owner.
Right. But so if for some reason there's a lack of comfort on your partner's side with having you explore the sex worker route or the cam, whatever that looks like after you discuss it, if you feel comfortable enough to bring it up, I'm wondering if maybe you could try some butt toys that just use, and or if it's really the attachment and that's okay to having your partner or someone peg you. So maybe an exploration, a deeper exploration is necessary, because perhaps you could get something that is erotic and feels really good to you out of sometimes solo play can bring out those things,
So what if owner is having some sort of sexual engagement with their vulva owning partner? So we're using he and her in this one. So he's engaging with her. Maybe she's sucking his cock. Maybe she's rubbing his cock. Maybe he's actually inside of her with his cock. And then either she just takes a dildo or butt plug and is using it on his ass at the same time, but there's no harness involved, or he's using his own hand and doing that at the same time and they're still engaging. So there is, I guess the question would be, what about pegging feels hottest to you? Is it having another person actually fucking you in your ass? And is it about that person being in person, you know, like live, and them being your wife or a vulva owning person? Or can it just be an exploration that has similar physical experiences, but doesn't actually have the same ideal experience of what that might look like when it's two bodies, a vulva and a penis owner doing pegging?
That could also be really fun to explore.
I kind of want to try it
on your own or and with your partner to figure out what exactly feels the best with you with anal play, because you could also get a dildo that suctions to a smooth
and then
surface,
you just fuck it
and you just fuck it and be like, hey, you don't have to do anything or you could do whatever you want, and this is, let's try this.
Because in the shower, oh my god, yeah, like the Fun Factory Magnum, that's good one.
Totally,
you suction that thing to the shower wall and then you just back that ass up into it.
There's also the double-ended dildo that actually, again, Fun Factory makes, that you could, so it's designed so it could be, I worked with this company for a very long time, so I know this toy really well. And I read so many great reviews, and I've also used it. It's the Share. So you put the, it looks like, I hate this reference, but this is all I, like a gun, but like turned upside down.
It does look like a
so, but it doesn't sex toy actually, gun. Yeah. But it like, so you would put one of the parts that would
it's
be
like the smaller, more like a bulb part inside of the vulva.
So you put that
vaginal
in
vaginal canal.
You put that in the vagina, and then you could penetrate someone, kind of have to hold it up, but without a harness.
Yeah.
And it actually, because your pelvic floor can clench around it while you're penetrating someone,
the vulva owner can get some pleasure.
Exactly. So you could try something like that. All of these things, purepleasureshop.com, you can find harnesses, dildos.
All these ones, Fun Factory, spare parts, all the brands we're talking about are all there.
But you should also probably get, not to should, but some different sizes, because as the receiver, you're not going to know what you like.
Start small. Yeah, that's right. Well, we've talked about the double sided ones. The Share Vibe is great because it's a little on the smaller side, has the vibrator, spare parts, has all kinds of harnesses again, and they can fit almost all of these dildos in there. And you could, like April was saying, you can make it a really fun, sexy exploration where it's not just about you wanting to be pegged. It could also be about, well, what would turn her on too in the experience, or also get her off in the experience while you're doing this.
And how hot is that if your partner was like, yo, I really like this, but I really want to do this with you? So I would be so amped if my partner came to me and was open about this piece of themselves and then also wanted to explore it to learn more about themselves. I don't, that for me, that would be incredible. And that's more intimacy, more connection, which is sort of their, this person asking the question said 8 years of marriage. And that could just even ignite you to 10 more years.
And the thing that we must not forget to speak on to is the last thing you said. Can I make this kink go away? Please don't try to make your kink go away. It's a, as long as it's a consensual kink. This, in, you're feeling like this is a really deep part of you. This is, it's not your job to get rid of this part of you. This is in you, and this is important to you. Unless you don't think it's important to you, then that's a different story. But it's not your job to say this thing needs to go away so I can make my marriage work. There's other ways to figure out how to potentially have this in your life with your partner, hopefully. And if not, then, you know, then that would go to this other option of, is this the partnership for you, depending on how important that is. But please don't shame yourself for thinking that your kink is too much and that you need to shift that part of you.
It's a great question.
I love this question. Really. And if y'all are looking for the toys, like April said, purepleasureshop.com, use coupon code shamelesssex. You get 15% off, and you can make it a fun exploration where you both go there online and say, that looks fun. That doesn't look fun. I like that one. Let's try this one.
It's a new jingle. Purepleasureshop.com.
Ba-ba.
Feel that vibe in your butt.
And your clitoris.
Well, I guess you can feel that dildo in your butt. Maybe it vibrates, though. And your clitoris. No, in the butt. For
but
this
it
question.
Must be anal safe.
We're going to work on this jingle, everyone. So come tune in next week.
Well, all right. Someday.
Are you ready for a bio?
Yes.
Sarah Jury is living her best life in her early 40s. After her 13-year marriage ended, she found herself as a single mom living in a poverty cycle as a teacher. Her hard work failed to get her out of the poverty cycle, so she created an OnlyFans account and ultimately lost her teaching job. Her story quickly became national and international news and was on Vice Media, New York Post, Daily Star, and so many more channels. Now she is manifesting her most beautiful self by reclaiming her body and sexual energy while empowering women to do the same. To learn more, visit sarahjury.com, and that's Sarah with an H, y'all.
All right, everyone, it is episode time, interview time, and we are here with Sarah Jury. I said it right, right?
Yes,
Jury. Sure did. I have to do the finger for it. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can see me do Jury. And we are here to talk about revenge porn, OnlyFans, changing your entire life in a beautiful way, but also a painful way, where at 41, you can live your best life. And we're very excited to hear about this. If y'all don't know what OnlyFans is, we'll learn more about OnlyFans here. It's a really wonderful avenue for people to create their own business through sexuality, through erotic imagery, pornography, all kinds of things. So we love to start the podcast with the same prompt, Sarah Jury. Can you please tell us how you got to where you are today in the field of sexuality?
Yes, I actually have an interesting story because I was the teacher that you might have heard about in the news that was fired for having an OnlyFans page. And so sort of all happened very quickly in a shock. My story went viral. So lots of people know of me from different articles, but they don't necessarily know the whole story. So I'm excited to be here and talk about that.
We're really excited to have you here and talk about that. And pre this recording, you just have some really powerful, like, jury to share with us about how you took your power back, even in the midst of all this bullshit. So we'll get to that in a moment. But I'm really excited to hear the whole story because we just had some little tidbits that were quite exciting to hear. And the way you, I feel like, speak to folks out there, no matter where they're coming from, is going to be worth listening. So thank you for being here. So it comes down to, okay, you had an OnlyFans page and then you were outed for doing OnlyFans because someone started distributing revenge porn, if you don't know about it, I'm sure you'll talk a little bit about that. And then you were fired from your teaching job, which you loved. So can you talk about this a little bit and also share what this experience was like?
Yes. Oh my gosh. There's so much to all of this. So back in last spring, early summer, there was a casual conversation in the office with my coworker and boss about sex work. And my coworker comes in and she said, "Hey, my husband went out of town and for a bachelor party and they hired a stripper. And the stripper asked for $600 just to show up to the party. That's not tips or anything." And so we're sitting there as teachers, you know, and I'm a single mom. I've been struggling financially. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that's a lot of money." And my coworker joked. She said, "Yeah, I think I'm going to start an OnlyFans page, but I might have my husband do it first because gay men love him." And so we kind of chuckled at that. And then my boss said, "Yeah, you both should start an OnlyFans page and you should sell your panties on OnlyFans. Men love panties and you would make a ton of money selling panties." Well, in my mind, my like wheels were turning because at this point, I had 5 side hustles that I was doing. I was doing group exercise, keto coaching, reading tutoring, sublimation company, teeth whitening. Like, you pick a side hustle, and I was like working it. And right around this same time, a local friend on Facebook who's about my age, I'm 41, had posted that she had started a page and she had made $10,000 that month on the page. So the conversation with my boss happened my very last day of summer camps, right before I had a month off of work. So my idea was to start my page, test it out for the month of July, and see, am I able to make any money? Is this a viable option for me? And I've been on dating sites a long time. So some people say, like, was it hard to start an OnlyFans page? I'm like, no, do you know how many dick pics I've seen, like, in the last 5 years? Like, no, I participated in the dating culture, sending nudes and sexy FaceTime chats and sexting, all that stuff. So originally I was just sending nudes. I started a page. I would put them behind a paywall. Well, after that conversation with my boss, I started promoting my page. And this, because I'm in Indiana, which is a very conservative state, in my local city, there is this extreme right-wing blogger who found out that I was a teacher with an OnlyFans page. He went to my page, purchased, and then stole my nude photos that were behind a paywall. He sent them to my employer. He distributed them without my consent all over Facebook, all over Twitter. And from the day my boss told me to start an OnlyFans to the day I was terminated was 4 days.
Wow.
Holy shit. Your boss actually said you should start one, but then or do this. And then
because teachers don't make enough money. P.S. Like that's why you had to have five hustles. And what the fuck? It's not like you're targeting children or something. It's like people that can go to that sucks, man. That sucks.
And revenge. Yeah. So revenge porn is so interesting to me. Yeah. What was this person's intention?
Yeah.
They were just angry. They wanted to cleanse the town
of any wrongdoing.
His blog literally focuses on trying to get people in the community fired. So like after he got me fired, he found a gay band teacher at the high school, tried getting him fired. So he really targets
being gay.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? How does this guy have any clout anywhere?
Thank you. I've been trying to get him shut down. Like, I'm not done with this yet, you know, like, but it's crazy because I look at this and I look at like the toxicity of all of this. And even like going back to revenge porn, I only had my page a couple weeks before I got fired. I wasn't making money. I barely knew how to send a mass DM. I was only selling nudes at the time. And like you said, like I didn't do it at work. This was off the clock. This was in the privacy of my own home. This was on a subscription site. So you have to be an adult. You have to attach a credit card. And people were requesting my photos behind a paywall. So everything's consensual. Everything's with adults.
What were the terms of what were the grounds for the termination? What did they say? It's just not working out anymore, or you have an OnlyFans page and we can't have you here.
Yeah, it was OnlyFans, you know, and also they had gotten pressure from the blogger about writing the story about me. And, you know, in the termination letter where it says that I did this without the consent of the director, that's not true. I did it with the encouragement of the director. And it still bothers me that he still has his job and I don't have mine. But I do have a meeting with the EEOC next month. And there is some, you know, sexual harassment issues that I'm going to bring up about my employment there, because I was actually a civilian teacher in a military facility. So you can only imagine what I kind of went through the last 6 years as far as that culture goes. So, you know, I feel like people should not count me out because my story is not over yet. And as a woman, I feel like there's some real accountability that needs to happen for these men, especially when it goes to the revenge porn. I feel like that is the latest way that men try to weaponize a woman's body and sexuality against her by using technology. You know, it's like you go on a dating site, you get inundated with dick pics. That's part of our culture. Men don't get fired for that. That's accepted. But my body's pornographic because it's female. Hold on. I got a major issue with this.
I'm curious to how this all, I mean, I have a major issue with all this as well. So, and it's ridiculous. It's out of balance. And I'm curious how this really affected your life. Like when this all happened, you get fired, you have an OnlyFans page that you already started because you had already started, right? When you got at this point,
yeah,
right?
A couple weeks. Yep.
So then, so
was it like naughty teacher themed? I'm sorry.
I know. I'm so curious.
Yeah. When I first started, I thought I was going to be in the MILF category, which is a great category, by the way, as a mature woman. Younger men love that fantasy. But then after I kind of went viral for the teacher thing, I got flooded with these men that have this teacher kink and teacher fantasy. And I love it. Like, come to me. I'll be your MILF. I'll be your teacher fantasy. Like,
yeah, that's, I mean, that's hot. I'm into that.
I love MILF porn. And I'm
I like teachers, students.
I'm like, well, I identify mostly as heterosexual, but I loved MILF porn when I wasn't like, when I didn't know what I even liked. I loved watching MILF porn when I was like in my 20s and even my teens, when and the internet was available.
So is MILF porn like 40 and up? How do
I don't, you don't know how old they are. You have no idea. It's just, and I don't know what made them MILFs. I didn't see that they were actually legitimate mothers. Well, yeah, I just knew that they were, it was sold as that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I think it's just the idea of this mature woman who like knows what they want. They've been around sexually and they will like dominate you. Like I will straight up dominate you. But I think like every woman is bi-curious or bisexual, because I'm sorry, like women are gorgeous, you know, you know, it's just like their bodies and titties and it's just like, it's sexy. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I ended up with the teacher. You know, now I really play it up with like the teacher costume. I have a little dick rating report card that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That I do on my page, but prior to me embracing it and being playful with it, it was traumatizing. It really broke my heart. And there's probably a 50-50 split as far as the general public with my particular story. They either are like super supportive or they are deeply triggered. And so that was difficult, because one of the things I had to learn right away was do not read comments about yourself, because it will break your heart. And then even the headlines that were written about me were so scandalous. It was like pure clickbait. And even I would read them and be like, oh my gosh, she did what? You know, so for months and months, you know, I really struggled with depression. I struggled with some suicidal thoughts, honestly. It was heartbreaking. I've never been through something so scary, so traumatic, getting thrust into the media. And I think even being a victim of revenge porn, you know, that really is something that I want to do more advocating on, because I feel like it's so dangerous. It's not in the taking nude photos. It was in this man's disrespect of posting them without my consent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When consent goes that far, right? We think of consent. It's just like, I can't touch you until I get permission. But yes, it's also our private information. And I guess people be like, well, that's not private, right? But people have to, you know, log in, have an account, pay for it. And we're huge advocates for sex workers and porn performers, and because this is their work. And, you know, if they're really choosing it, like, I mean, you seem really stoked on your work, which brings me to another question on that piece. But actually, I have a question before the question.
Yes.
So was part of the whole thing of feeling like, you know, depressed and you said suicidal too. I'm so sorry you went through all of this. Was it like, did you feel like you couldn't show your face in your community and like be out in public?
Shame.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. It was, you know, being in this very conservative community and I'm in a small town. So it made me paranoid. And I have, you know, young kids who are in elementary school. They were actually supposed to come to my program this year and be in mommy's class, you know, as a teacher. And that was really heartbreaking. I had to tell my kids. And it gave me this paranoia of like, who knows, who doesn't know? Are there any safe places that I can go and just process this and work through the trauma that I went through? You know, it was a lot. It really, my whole life did a complete 180, and I wasn't expecting it. You know, it wasn't like I planned to go viral, or, you know, I was just trying to sell some nudes on the side for gas money. Okay, let's be real.
Yeah, some food and gas money, feed yourself and your children.
That's it. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And again, you're actively choosing that, but we live in a society that's like, oh, now it's sex work. I mean, again, not over here. We're in California. It's a little different, but I mean, we're in Santa Cruz, California. You go like, you know, an hour inland, people have a different perspective. So I don't personally, do you know a lot about OnlyFans, April? I don't have a lot of experience
with
it. No,
I have deep respect for what it's helping folks create on their own. So I would love more info about that as well.
Yeah. What is it like being on OnlyFans? Yeah.
I know. It's like, and truthfully, before I got on the platform, I had no idea. I'd heard of it. I knew people could make a lot of money on it, but I had no idea what it was really. So essentially, it's a subscription platform, and it's set up very similar to Facebook as far as you have your feed and then you have DM messages. And on your feed, you just post your stuff. You can post videos. It could be sexual. It could not be sexual. It's really up to you, which is the beauty of the platform, because the power is all housed with the creator. You get to decide what you're comfortable with consenting to. And so you post your stuff on the feed. But I think the reason people like it, the fans like it, is that they have this personal and direct access to the models. So you DM with your fans, you get to know them, you share pictures. And it really is interesting, because one of the other layers to my story that a lot of people don't realize is that when I started my OnlyFans page, I was celibate. I had been celibate for a couple years, because as a single woman, I got very tired of the hookup culture on the dating sites. You know, I've always been like, had that heart for true love and a heart and soul connection. And after my divorce, that was truly like all I really longed for. And then when I just kept running into all of these experiences, feeling like I was being treated like a sexual consumable on dating sites, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start investing in myself. I lost a lot of weight. I started doing all of these side hustles. I was feeling really good about myself. And, you know, that's one of the things I love about the OnlyFans platform, is that because it's transactional, there's no manipulation. Like, everyone knows why we're here. I consent here that, you know, we're going to have fun. And it's given me this like safe and beautiful container to like heal my own sexual trauma, work through my own sexuality, explore kinks, test things out, learn about things. You know, and I feel like this virtual world of online sex really can do a lot of good for people as far as like healing or testing things out or trying things, but doing it in a virtual way to test the waters. Like, there's so many beautiful things about the platform. And truthfully, as a woman, I feel like the platform is really revolutionary, because it's the first platform that allows women to monetize their sexuality. And the money goes straight to the content creator.
And you can come up with whatever content that you want. So this is a way to empower whoever. And this is not gendered. Anybody can have an OnlyFans account, whether you're a vulva owner, penis owner, or any bits in between.
Yeah.
You can have an OnlyFans page. And I don't know how the traffic is driven. That's probably a different conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, you can creatively inspire your fans to direct you as well. Is that like, so this is the thing. You told us before that your fans and your followers, which I'm assuming are similar base, but they've helped you heal your sexuality.
Yes.
Does this mean that just explain more about this.
Yeah, sure. So like I said, like, I was celibate for a long time. And so now all of a sudden I'm like thrust on OnlyFans. I need to figure this out. You need to become a content creator. I don't know what the hell I'm doing, you know? And so just like slowly but surely over time, even I have been testing things. Like, you know, I realized one of my kinks is voyeurism. Which is probably why I liked that idea of OnlyFans and sharing my nudes, probably, you know, kind of resonated with me.
I love voyeurism. Oh, yeah.
Same. Who doesn't want to look? Like, yeah. You know, But even that, it's like I started using toys and I've been experimenting with toys, which has been amazing. And I can't believe I didn't do this earlier in my life.
So you just started, you just were introduced. So how long, because you said you're 41. So how long ago was this?
Like when I started OnlyFans was when I really started, like I got a vibrator. I got, because I needed to make content.
And how long ago was that? Because I think I missed.
6 months.
Oh, shit. Wow.
This
is 2023. Happened. And this is, we're recording this in February, end of February 2023. Yeah. So this is 6 months ago. So 2022 is the first time. Holy guacamole. Yeah.
And I just got a new, so this sex toy company reached out to me on Instagram and they were like, hey, if we send you 3 toys, will you test them out and review them? And I was like, yes. So I just tried this little rose. It's my favorite. Like,
it's the suctions, right?
It's the suction. And then it has like a little, I don't know, dildo or whatever that goes up inside. So you get
a wobbly will blow blah.
Yeah, it goes like
you could call it whatever you want. Well, not we don't know the name either.
I like your version, April. It's nice.
So I've been doing that, trying that out. They have
I'm gonna have to send you some things, Sarah.
Yeah.
Would you please?
Yes. And you don't have to do whatever, but I'd love to know your
you can do what you want.
Feedback. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, no, I love it. And so this is like all new and exciting stuff. And I was actually on the Dr. Phil show with 2 other teachers who are now on the OnlyFans platform. And one of them, they're both amazing, but one of them I became close friends with. So in December, I actually flew out to LA to her home and I did my first girl content with her.
Yeah. I didn't even know how Dr. Phil is still around. I love that, dude.
This
He's been around
last-
forever.
This was his last season, yeah.
Okay, because that's like, he's got to be on the air for like 25 years.
He's 72. Yeah.
Okay. I have no idea, but I was like, holy shit, Dr. Phil still, I'm incredibly thankful that you were on there and now you're doing girl on girl content. And that's why we love, you know, all of these platforms that are inspiring people. So hopefully your fans and your followers will keep inspiring you to do more.
Yes, I do. I keep like testing the water. I'm probably like slower at stuff than they want me to be. But again, like that's the beauty with me. Like people get to watch my journey in real time. They get to watch me explore. They get to watch me get more comfortable with myself. And you know, one of the other things that I love the OnlyFans platform for is like, anyone can be a model on there. So if you think you're beautiful, if you think you're sexy, go ahead and you can be an OnlyFans model. And I think for me being 41, I was like overweight most of my adult life. I have recently like reclaimed my body, got into fitness, lost a lot of weight. And I love that I get to redefine these beauty standards. You know, it's like I'm older, I'm 5'2", I have these big hips, I have cellulite and stretch marks and scars and still sexy. Mm-hmm. You know,
I love that.
You're a fucking human being. You're not a robot. We're going to have all the things. Those are the beautiful parts of us.
Yes. Well,
so you're feeling at 41 that this is like your ultimate sexual self right now. After all of this, after depression and feeling suicidal and your life completely changing, you're actually feeling in this beauty. Like it all obviously led to this place that you're in now. But this is like, oh my God, here I am. I'm here. And this is beautiful.
It's like, here was the permission to show up and be whoever the fuck I want to be and do whatever the fuck I want to do. And nobody's going to tell me otherwise, you know? And so it was like that blogger who outed me. Okay, well, a lot of people on OnlyFans, you know, they don't come out with their page. They like stay in the closet with it because they're afraid of the shame. They're afraid of what their family's going to say. Not me on my Facebook page. I'm an OnlyFans model. I get to promote myself. And so, you know, in this weird way, it was almost like, I mean, stepping into my power, stepping into really owning my divine feminine energy in a totally new and different way and standing my ground and saying like the journalist who wrote these stories about me, like I'm the storyteller. I write the ending of my story. I define who I am. And I think that really goes back to like reputation versus character, where it's like reputation is who people think you are, but character is like who you know who you are on the inside. And it's mm-hmm. like, I'm blessed and unstoppable, and that's all anybody needs to know about me.
Oh my God. Can we hang out with you in person sometimes?
Yeah. If I had children, I'd be stoked to have you teach them, especially if they're young humans that want to be inspired and empowered to do yes. something with their lives. It's not like you don't have to. This is all really good information. I'm just like,
thank you.
I'm inspired.
Yeah. And I loved being a teacher. My classroom was so positive. And the tragedy in the whole thing is like, there are kids who are never going to have me as a teacher. Yeah. And I actually ran into a parent right when this had first happened. I took my kids to this like slide the hill event, like a water slide thing. And this parent came up to me and she said, with her daughter, and she knew, and she was like, listen, I know. And I just like start crying. And she said, her daughter had just been in my summer camp like the week before. And she was like, my daughter adored you. You were her favorite teacher. And she said, that's all I need to know about you. Mm. And so she said, you have our support. Mm. And yeah, it did. I'm like crying. And it just, it meant so much, especially for the people who were like treating me like I couldn't be around children, or my 20-year teaching career meant nothing, you know? And I was like, whoa, I was clocked out. Mm-hmm. I was off the clock, and nobody had a problem with me being on dating sites. And those are worse. You know, that's the thing that blows my mind is like, if I had been hooking up with, you know, 20 men a month and bringing them around my kids and having sex in person, which I don't care if people do that, that's their business, but I'd still have my job. Mm. But being celibate on OnlyFans and selling nudes, that was it. That was the kicker. You know, but I think it really goes back to this idea that the dating sites and the behaviors on them are socially and morally acceptable. Mm-hmm. Nobody cared what I was doing on Tinder, right? People really cared when I found a way to monetize it. And that's what I have a problem with, because the monetization was where I found my power and took my power back. And that's why, you know, I got a problem with the people that got a problem with me. Okay.
Yeah. Time for a quick break to talk about our hands down favorite lube, who also happens to be a sponsor, Uberlube. Uberlube is a luxurious silicone lubricant that enhances intimacy, and I actually want it all over my body, y'all. I'm not joking. It's long lasting and it leaves my skin feeling really velvety, almost silky, and it has no flavor or scent. And April, I've heard you say this, great for oral sex.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And they happen to have thousands of doctors and therapists in the U.S. alone recommending Uberlube to their patients for various reasons, including it feels amazing on the skin, it's highly body friendly, it's less likely to change the pH, and that vitamin E leaves the skin feeling nice and moisturized.
Uberlube is not just for sex. It's for massage, you can use it for your hair frizzies, for buffing up your tattoos, and it even prevents chafing. It comes in this gorgeous glass bottle that I love, so the aesthetics are beautiful. It has this easy pump top. You're going to love it. It looks more like a cosmetic, so you can leave it shamelessly on your nightstand. Just go to uberlube.com and use discount code shameless to get 10% off and free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com right now with code shameless for 10% off and free shipping.
This podcast is also brought to you by OMGS.com. I've been recommending OMGS to my clients for years now, and it's completely changed their lives, including that of my own. OMGS utilizes scientific research of real vulvas showing techniques to pleasure the pussy. And then they turn the research into tasteful, educational short videos, animated modules, and infographics. And here's the thing. OMGS is for anyone who wants to learn about vulva pleasure or take it to the next level. Hey, vulva owners, want to transform your own orgasms from good to out of this world? Or vulva admirers, want to up your pussy pleasure skills? Well, you gotta check OMGS out now.
OMGS studied more than 20,000 people of all ages from 18 to 95. There are three seasons. This is not a subscription service, and you don't need to download anything. There's external pleasure, internal pleasure, and a season all about sex toys. Your purchase helps fund more research, and it's an incredible gift. Go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off right now. Again, that's omgs.com/shameless to receive 10% off, unlimited access towards enhancing your pleasure power.
Well, it's such, it's like, you know, in my opinion, everyone's, this is my opinion, but like old school thinking that to me kind of comes down to some, I don't know, some ideas from religion and various approaches to sex work being something that is wrong or bad. But like, what is the fucking difference from being, you know, actively choosing an empowered way to be naked and sell your content?
Yes.
Or to be a model wearing, I don't know, just a dress online or some nice jeans and make money off of that. That's okay.
Wait,
but your boobs are out. So, or like you're wearing lingerie. Oh, fuck.
And I've partied really hard with some teachers before.
They're wild.
Let me just say, like, they're motherfucking wild. And I'm like, I like
teachers them. Got wild.
They are. And is anybody monitoring that? Are they like getting, like, I'm like, y'all definitely don't get drug tested before you go back in, huh? Not that that's you, but I'm just saying, like, no one's monitoring that stuff. And you could be out belligerent at a concert and you're like teaching second graders, but you're
sexism.
On your own time in a summer, you're sharing photos that could be considered your art, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
And that's not okay. Why?
What's the statue of like the, is it in Italy? I mean, I don't know it, but there's like the naked dude with the, like a little fountain, or I don't know. They're like, I mean,
oh, like Michelangelo or something?
Yeah, like whoever it is. Yeah. People have been posing
with
naked,
the
and doing naked things all the time. And they might even be sexual. Maybe you took sex out of it, but yeah, it's so, okay, everyone. Anyways,
The Renaissance era painted a lot of folks naked. Yeah. I mean,
we're both naked. Hello. Yeah. It's my birthday suit. Okay.
I'm like, this is a thing in parts of Europe. Like if this is happening in other parts of the world, or if this is strictly the conservative regions of the United States or other areas, I wonder.
Is OnlyFans global? Is it just in the US?
Yes. It's actually, I don't know if it's hosted or created out of England, is where the OnlyFans platform itself is hosted stems from. But it's just, it's so crazy. And I think living in this conservative part of the country that is like hyper religious, they shame, they suppress, they repress. They're very like pro-life, but they don't want to give teenagers condoms and birth control to prevent anything. They don't want to actually educate people about their bodies or sex. But they want to shame the women walking to the abortion clinic. You know, it's just like, it's so ass backwards. And it's funny because one of my fans lives locally and I said to him, how did you hear about me? He said, oh, I heard from that conservative blogger who was on this conservative radio show and they were talking about you in the community. I said, oh, yeah. He said, yeah. I said, I love it when their fans become my fans. And I'll tell you what, that man listening to that conservative radio show, he's a freak. He's all there. He wants a dominatrix, baby. So people are so hypocritical, and that's what's getting me, is like, you know, they say one thing, they do something else.
Any press is good press, Sarah.
Yeah,
I know. I'm like, hey, just make sure they spell my name right.
Yeah, you're like, I got fans from this. Well, and a lot of people like to judge what it's like a mirror of themselves, right? Like, I see this thing that is, I'm judging that because I'm uncomfortable with that within myself. And that's not all reasons why people are judging other people or uncomfortable things. There's so many like deeply rooted reasons behind that. But I mean, that's a huge thing. Or like homophobia. Yeah, that's another huge thing for people to judge heavily. So I'm curious, you already shared some of this, but what is your favorite thing you love about your job in OnlyFans? Like if you could choose like one or two, like what is, I mean, you shared so many wonderful benefits, but like, what is your favorite thing?
You know what? I will say honestly that my fans on the platform are the nicest, the kindest, like the most supportive. When I talk about like this healing for myself, it comes from that too. Because I have my own traumas with men. Even at my last job that I was fired from as a teacher, one of the soldiers like stalked and harassed me. I had to get a protective order against him. So I have all these like issues with men. And, you know, here I am on this platform and people will say to me like, oh, I bet you get treated so poorly there. And I'm like, no, this is the first time in my life that I'm being treated respectfully. I am, you know, people, I'm consenting to what I'm doing. People are supportive. They're kind. They're rooting for me in this situation. You know, I would say my fans are my favorite part and the most unexpected blessing through all of this.
I love your fans. If you're listening, you're a fan. Just like, I just want to say, I love you.
Yes, same.
I mean, I know that you do.
Yeah, this is great. So we both have a question we want to ask you simultaneously. Okay.
Okay.
How can I become a porn star? So what is your advice for someone who wants to start their own porn or OnlyFans page?
Well, I would say like you have to be like realistic about the risks because, you know, I like to say with the cancel culture, people like to use someone to scare other people, right? So it's like, if you start an OnlyFans, look what happened to Sarah, you know, and I'm just here to say like, what happened to Sarah is going to be the biggest blessing in my life. So you don't have to worry about me, but you do have to be like thoughtful and considerate about how it might affect your employment or whatever. But I would say start a page. And the nice thing is like start a page for you. And then you can worry about growing it. Do whatever you want to do. Try things out. Test kinks out. One of the things I know you guys had mentioned, like a lot of your listeners are married. Some of my favorite fans are the married couples because they get to voyeur. They get to bring me into their marriage virtually without like having that real threesome yet. And I just think it's such a fun way for married couples to like spice their sex life up. I remember I posted like one pussy picture, like I put the camera like down underneath me and I had posted it and I got the message actually from the wife of the couple. And she was like, that's the picture my husband and I have been waiting for. So I would say like, this is just such a beautiful way to test things out, explore things. You can do it at your own pace. You can do it with your partner. You know,
and it's safe. Without... You don't have to share body fluids with any random person, right?
And you have online information.
Information
like still somewhat private, right?
You are. Lots of people use like aliases, and people talk a lot about like why are people on OnlyFans, but the stories are honestly so interesting when you talk to like different fans and you find out why. Like you know, one man, he recently became widowed. He wasn't ready to go out and really having sex in person, but he still had sexual needs. So he found an outlet on OnlyFans. It was beautiful. You know, another man, his wife has early onset dementia. And he said to me, he's like, listen, I don't feel comfortable initiating sex with my wife because of this. But he's like, but I can come on OnlyFans. I can explore this. I can enjoy your content. And you know, the nice thing with that is like there's a connection aspect that you don't just get from watching porn, right? You get to talk to the content maker. You get to have this intimate experience with them. I do video chats as well. One guy, he was like 27, I think, and he was a virgin. And so it was like, it was kind of this beautiful experience because we got to like have this sexy, fun video chat experience. And, you know, I kind of hyped him up and gave him some good feedback on it. But you don't know where people are in their sexual journeys. You know, it's not for us to judge, but it is good for us to give people healthy outlets, healthy ways to express it, healthy ways to explore it, healthy ways to heal it, and to be able to own their sexuality and not have any more shame around it.
I just really appreciate the work that you're doing. And then also how you're taking the message outward to talk about empowerment and healing and all the, and I know we didn't even get to the sacred sexuality piece, but we need to wrap this up, but I know you've incorporated that in there as well. And you know, and you're inspiring people. You're not like, hey, everyone should do porn. And if you want to do, you know, porn or erotic work or be a sex worker of some sort, as long as you're choosing it for yourself, there's a lot of really beautiful things in there. So I'm really touched and moved, and I really appreciate everything that you're sharing. And so we talked about OnlyFans, and I bet right when we end this call, everyone are going to be on your page. So, you know,
okay,
check it out. But So how can people find your page and work with you? Like, and I know that you also offer, you're doing more. I want to say, I'm so excited that this happened 6 months ago and we actually, it's so fresh for you. So thank you so much for coming on our show. But I know that you're doing work outside of just OnlyFans. You're actually sharing this message a lot of places. Can you share all of these pieces for our listeners?
Yes, of course. So I do have a website, www.sarahjuree.com, Sarah with an H, J-U-R-E-E. My OnlyFans, I kind of went with the teacher route. So it's love_MissSarah_VIP. It's the best $9.99 that you're going to spend today. Okay, baby. And I did just get this beautiful opportunity to become a podcast host myself.
Oh,
and
awesome.
So now,
Congratulations.
So now I've been bringing OnlyFans models on, talking about their stories, humanizing them, talking about all the good things that are happening on the platform. You know, and I still call myself a teacher. It's just that I get a bigger classroom now.
I'm hot for teacher, I have to say. Like that Van Halen song, right? Was that Van Halen from the 80s?
Yeah, I use that.
I'm hot for teacher. Yeah. There is something about a teacher in that whole. Remember, Amy, when we were in New Orleans and we went to the strip club and
it was a schoolgirl.
The stripper was a schoolgirl, but that's teacher oriented because I was like, I'll be the teacher and you'd be the schoolgirl.
I'm going to send you an attention.
I just love power play, that kind of stuff. And that's what it feels like, whether it's a professor, teacher. And I've never hooked up with a teacher, everyone. Not in real life.
You got a teacher right here.
Yeah. In the digital life, anything is possible. The metaverse, Sarah Jury needs your own space right there.
Jury.
That's right.
Jury, that's what I said, Sarah Jury. I said it like
Jury.
Like a Jury.
First,
I was like the jury. So everyone check out Sarah's work and keep us. Is your podcast live, by the way?
I just started like doing my very first couple episodes. Yeah.
Okay, what's it called?
Circle City News out of Indianapolis. There was a lawyer that I reached out to about the revenge porn. And I was like, listen, that blogger has nothing. It's not going to be helpful for me to sue him, but I'm looking to like reclaim my power and my story in this. And he was like, I got this podcast. I need a new host for it. Do you want to do it? So I also write blog articles for him on sex work and, you know, I used a butt plug a couple of weeks ago. So I wrote an article about that. So like all of these issues around sex, and I feel like it's so trailblazing in Indiana because I feel like, you know, I'm here to kind of shake it up. I said, let's get sexy, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. And the name of the podcast is,
City News.
Circle City News.
With Sarah Jury.
I love it. Well, thank you. I feel a little bit more comfortable about what OnlyFans is offering. I always felt slightly uninformed about it. I was like, yes, OnlyFans sounds great, but I don't know a lot about it. And I'm happy that it's changed your life. I know for a second it felt for the worse, but now for the better. And it's opening all these new opportunities for you. And who knows, you're teaching probably the masses and helping more people than you were able to in the school system in your local town in Indiana. So I'm appreciative of that. And sometimes you don't know what life has to offer you until shit happens and it feels heavy, but then it turns into this beautiful storm and the rainbows appear.
Yeah.
And so do the butt plugs, crystals in the base.
Yeah.
Pink crystal
butt plugs.
Yeah. You're like,
oh, those. See? A butt plug. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's cute. Like you need a cute booty.
Yeah. How about bling?
Well, gratitude for you and your crystal booty plug. And to all of our beautiful shameless sex revolutionaries, whether you're just listening for the first time or the fifth time, or you're an avid listener, we love you and we appreciate you opening your ears and your mind and even your heart, maybe your pussy or whatever genitals you're rocking, your booty hole, whatever that looks like. Thank you. Please go ahead. If you just have 2 seconds, go and review us on iTunes and Spotify. That helps more people find the beautiful humans out there that are revolutionizing sexuality in so many different ways. And we're grateful for you. So thank you. And I don't want to say ciao for now because I'm going to miss you all so much. But we'll see you next Tuesday. Ciao for now.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.